This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Monday evening with you. Getting ready for some Braves baseball. They are going to get underway here. It looks like shortly. Morton was going to the bullpen to start getting loosened up and warmed up and everything like that. So hopefully we'll get some Braves baseball going here in just a little bit. Well, we saw the expansion to the 12-team playoff. We got basically the kind of rough draft outline format of what the next few years are going to look like. And this man has certainly got to be happy with all of that. We head out to the waitforit.com hotline. The president, the CEO of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, Gary Stokin, joining us. Gary, as always, buddy, thanks for a few minutes with us here on the show tonight.
Sure, always glad to be with you guys.
So, you know, obviously you've got a busy time with the Peach Bowl. So I guess we're going to get a New Year's Six game this year. Then it's going to be the College Football Playoff Championship. And then a national semifinal game. I think you guys are in pretty good shape coming moving forward in this expanded playoff era.
Well, you're right. The Peach Bowl, with our array of games over the next 3 years, we're going to be involved in not only, as you say, the quarterfinal game in 24, but we'll be assisting the rest of Atlanta put on the national championship game in 25. January, and then in 25 in the fall, we'll start the kickoff game with Georgia versus Clemson that year. So to have Georgia-Clemson to kick off the season, a quarterfinal game, and then the national championship game, it's going to be a heck of a year in college football in Atlanta in 2024-25.
Gary, I want to get your thoughts about what did you think about, because I always thought that this was going to happen, that if they expanded the playoffs, that these first-round games would be played on campus. Do you like that idea, or did you want to see some of the lower-tier bowl games get a chance to host some of those games?
Well, I'd have a preference of putting them in a bowl situation. I think that would be better for college football, for the players. But obviously, I also understand on the other side that having these games on campus will help the ADs and the coaches and the universities, the presidents at those schools as well, being able to host the game. So I understand both sides. You know, it'll be interesting to see the first round on site. I do strongly, you know, believe that having the quarters and the semis, you know, at a neutral site, makes the most sense in the bowl-type atmosphere.
Gary Stokin, president and CEO of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, joining us here on the waitforit.com hotline. I know you guys have the kickoff classic game scheduled a few years out in advance. We're going to see Georgia and Clemson coming up. We're going to see, what, Tennessee and Virginia Tech coming up as well. You've got a few games that are already scheduled. How do you think the landscape changes for those games at the start of the season with the expanded playoff?
Well, we've seen it deteriorate the inventory for future kickoff games, and that the ADs, I think, when they saw the playoff expand, started scheduling tougher home-and-home contests for two reasons. One is they believe that you can still lose a conference game and lose a tough non-conference game, and the selection committee would still put you in the playoff with 12 teams. And then secondarily, I think they saw their home schedules start to season ticket base. They wanted to keep that healthy because that means not only season ticket revenue, but it means merchandise revenue, concession revenue. So I think that's one of the two reasons why you've seen more athletic director schedule home and home. Now, we'll know next, I guess, 2 weeks what the SEC decision is going to be, whether they move to 9 conference games or stay at 8. If they stay at 8, then there's a chance that there could be some more inventory left to do kickoff games. Because the ACC, I was down in Amelia Island at the ACC meetings last week, and they've decided to stay with 8 conference games. So if the SEC does the same, then I still think you have some inventory left. If SEC moves to 9, then it becomes a little bit more difficult. But the good news is we're scheduled with Georgia Tech, Louisville this year, Clemson, Georgia, which will be a blockbuster game, next year. And then we've got 2 games in 25 with Tennessee versus Syracuse and Virginia Tech versus South Carolina. So all 4 of those games will be sold out and, great games for the city of Atlanta from an economic impact standpoint and a great way to start the college football season in Atlanta, the capital of college football.
So do you think that this could be one of the unintended consequences of the expanded playoff, is that we lose some of that opening weekend feel of college football? Because, I compare it to, look, the NASCAR runs the Daytona 500, its Super Bowl as its first race. And if you look at where college football is, whether it's your game or Jerry's World or just all of these games that we've had randomly over the years, whether it's been in the Citrus Bowl or this or that or the Superdome, it has been such a good opening weekend in college football that there are just these big games everywhere you look for 4 days. Could that end up starting to go away if this playoff with the expansion coming and, maybe depending on what the ADs look at about, okay, we don't want to shoot ourselves in the foot. Could that be a byproduct of one of the things negatively that could be impacted in college football?
What already started in that, Dallas, Jerry World hadn't had a game in 3 years. Orlando, the only reason they've got the FSU, LSU game this year is that was my idea. And we had Florida State LSU scheduled to come here to Atlanta, but Willie Taggart got the Florida State job and wanted to play the game in Orlando. LSU wanted to play their game, their half of it in New Orleans, and it was supposed to be played in Atlanta. We're kind of the last bastion of neutral type games on a consistent basis. And, we've been doing it since we did it first in 2008. And ironically enough, when you mentioned Daytona 500, that's how I first started to market the game as the Daytona 500 of college football. And I received a cease and desist letter from Daytona 500 saying, please stop calling it the Daytona 500 of college football. But that's what it was. It was prior to us starting the kickoff game format, there was a lot of non-meaningful games that were kind of directional schools, and we started the kickoff game, and all of a sudden, ESPN's ratings went up, attendance went up, and now there were some copycats, and now I think on the other side of it, you'll see a lot of those games being played at home and home sites moving into the future.
Do you still want to keep the kickoff game featuring either an SEC team or an ACC team? I mean, obviously in the old days of the Peach Bowl, SEC, ACC, and it was always doing monster numbers. It was always by itself on New Year's Eve, and it was the, kind of the center of the universe for that evening leading into New Year's Day games. Do you still want to try to keep that SEC, ACC feel to the kickoff game?
Well, that was part of the strategy in the beginning because for about 20 years, we had such great success in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl and in the Chick-fil-A Bowl with ACC versus SEC. We sold out all the time, had great TV ratings, and as soon as we started to move into a playoff format, we tried to get into the BCS when they added a fifth game. But the four bowls, the Sugar Rose, Orange, and Fiesta, went to a double host model. They told the commissioners, let us host our bowl game, and then 2 weeks later we'll rotate the national championship. And we lost out, us in the Cotton Bowl, with the opportunity to become that fifth BCS bowl. So being the competitor that I am, I created the kickoff game format, and it's proved to be very beneficial. It's changed basically the face of college football on the front side of the season because, as I said, there were a lot of non-directional school games that weren't selling out ticket-wise, weren't providing any real ratings on TV. And as soon as we started this, it changed the whole face now where you see, you know, Texas, Alabama playing in week two. You know, and into the future, you'll see a lot of games on week one that you would have never seen prior to us starting the kickoff game format.
Last question for you, Gary. What's the next evolution in the Peach Bowl itself? I mean, obviously, we're hosting playoff games. We've hosted national championship games. What is the next step in the evolution of the Peach Bowl?
Well, I think continue to do kickoff games into the future. Continue to be in 2026. You know, the playoff is going to be recreated, so to speak, with probably two to three TV networks. We want to stay a part of that to host quarterfinals and semifinals. We'd love to host the national championship on a rotational basis. And one thing I've always wanted to do is have a weekend of celebration of college athletics where you have in November or December the same two schools in town with their fans playing basketball Friday night in State Farm and then Saturday in Mercedes-Benz playing college football. I think that'd be a neat weekend for a lot of great fans, and that's something that would be cool for college athletics as well.
Well, Gary, I've always told you that Atlanta is the mecca of all things college football. So continued success, Gary. Obviously, I mean, listen, you got things rocking and rolling around there. And Gary Stokin is the president and CEO of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl and joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Gary, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes here tonight and continued success to you.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate you having us, and we appreciate what you guys do for college football as well.
You got it. When we come back from the top of the hour, we'll be a Falcons flyover. All your news and notes for the Falcons on this Monday evening. Chuck Reed hanging out in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.